Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Radical Islam continues to target Christians all around the world. We're going to be talking about our persecuted brothers and sisters on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this situation. Matt, today I believe we're seeing more persecution, more widespread than any time in our history, and it's at the hands of radical Muslims who are targeting Christians. This is a story from Niger, and in Niger, they're targeting churches, they're burning churches because they are Christian churches, and at the same time, while they're burning these churches, they're chanting Allahu Akbar. They're giving their praise to Allah. At the same time that these churches are being burned, Christians are praying for their forgiveness and for their salvation of their persecutors. So this is an amazing scene that we're seeing play across the world. And it's time for the church in America to not only pray, but to speak up and to support our brothers and sisters.
Yeah, you know, we're told to pray for our enemies. And these Muslims that are attacking Christians around the world in the name of Allah are enemies of Christ. Islam is an anti-Christ religion. And these people in Niger are really just representing the spirit of Christ in that they are praying for their enemies, praying for their salvation. You know, Scripture says that that Jesus does not want that any should perish. He wants them all to have salvation. That includes the billions of people in the Muslim world. And so Americans need to be praying, too. You know, we talk a lot about Islam and the violence inherent within that political, socio-political slash religion. But really, we need to be praying for the salvation of these individuals as they continue to attack Christians worldwide.
Yeah, in the capital of Niger, Pastor Issa is reporting to CBN News what happened to his church. They took pews, he said, Bibles, chairs, and sound equipment, then set them on fire. They did this while they were chanting Allahu Akbar, and he began to cry as he saw his church destroyed. He says he felt horrible when watching the video of this assault on his church. He says, Why did they do this to us? What did we do to deserve this? This all happened in January 17, just 10 days after two Muslim terrorists stormed the offices of the French magazine Charlie Hebdo, where they executed 12 people for publishing satirical images of Muhammad. And then 3,600 miles away in Niger, Muslims, angered by the cartoons, began attacking Christians in revenge. They said, "We've spent years building the church. Within minutes, it was all gone." And this is happening all over the country. 69 churches and 11 homes have been destroyed. That's a total of 80 Christian buildings destroyed within just a few hours because of this radical Islam targeting Christians that had nothing to do with this other than the fact that they're Christians. And this is not happening just in Niger. It's happening around the world.
Well, this one of the pastors whose churches was burned there, he noted that, 3 months after these 69 churches have been burned, the government of Niger has not arrested anyone. So these Islamic governments are turning a blind eye to these acts of terrorism. And in fact, many, like in Iran, they're facilitating Islamic terrorism. Well, this pastor, Kimzo, he says, quote, "I tell our brothers and sisters that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities. We have to encourage ourselves because persecution is part of the life of the church. There is no church that existed without persecution." And I say amen to that. And what is amazing to me throughout history, Matt, is that every time the body of Christ is persecuted and they try to stamp out the body of Christ, that only strengthens the body of Christ, and it results in rapid growth in Christianity.
Yeah, and so now these churches, 69 churches have been destroyed, 80 Christian homes and churches, buildings have been destroyed, and that destruction continues. And this is just in one country. With so many churches now destroyed in Niger, the Christians don't have any place to meet. So they're meeting literally in the shadows of some of the burned-out churches. And there's one picture I'm looking at here where the TV camera is doing an interview inside of a literally gutted facility. These are places that are now just turned to ash and in some cases, rubble. And there's a lot to do to rebuild these churches. Liberty Council launched what we call Liberty Relief International. And Matt, this is an outreach to our persecuted brothers and sisters around the world. It may be to help different organizations on the ground, like in Niger, to help rebuild those churches. Or, for example, we have about 2 million Iraqi Christians that have fled ISIS's torment just in that country. 2 million, that's a huge amount. They had no idea how bad it would get. The violence and the carnage continues to increase across the region. So does the need for food and water and basic clothing and especially secure shelter. After receiving urgent requests from our partners on the ground, Liberty Council began to raise funds for some of our partners that are working there. There's organizations that are on the ground, but they need our assistance. Liberty Council helps to vet those. So you can go to our email and sign up for Liberty Relief International. You can go to libertycouncil.com, and sign up for that email. We have the email for Liberty Council, for Liberty Council Action. We also have the email for Liberty Relief International. That is a project of Liberty Council, and it is focused solely on helping our persecuted brothers and sisters around the world.
And Matt, so many in the West are turning a blind eye to this, what is amounts to worldwide a Christian Holocaust, a burgeoning Holocaust that we're seeing. Of course, they're targeting Jews as well, but Christianity is definitely in the crosshairs. And what Liberty Relief International is doing is really a yeoman's work when you have so many in the mainstream media and so many in the West and progressive, even our own president Barack Obama turning a blind eye to this and saying it has nothing to do with Islam and just trying to whitewash it and gloss over it. We need groups like this to step in and aid these Christians who are in dire straits and in dire need.
Well, for example, in Iraq, one woman by the name of Adara, she's now living in one of our Liberty Relief International supported camps where we provide financial support for some of these camps for these displaced and persecuted Christians. She said that the ISIS barbarians have painted what looks like an N on thousands of Christian homes and businesses. Why? Because they're marking them in an effort to come later and wipe them out. So they're destroying and killing and persecuting those people in those homes or in those businesses. They are intent to wipe Christianity out from the entire region. So that's why Liberty Relief International is asking for your help around the world, whether it's in Iraq, Syria, our persecuted brothers and sisters. The story is the same. The country changes, but the story is the same. They're being persecuted because they believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. They're Christians, and they're being persecuted by radical Islam. Their homes are being destroyed. Their businesses are being destroyed. Their churches are burned. They're being run out of the area. They have no place for food and water, no place for shelter. They're being raped. They're being took. The women are being sold for sex trafficking. It's horrible. Please pray for our persecuted brothers and sisters and support Liberty Relief International. You can go to libertycouncil.com for more information. Again, the website libertycouncil.com, which is C-O-U-N-S-E-L. You can go there and sign different petitions. We have a number of email options there for you. We have the Liberty Council, which is our religious liberty organization. We have Liberty Council Action, which is our public policy organization in terms of legislation and policy. We have Liberty Relief International. All of that you can get right there on the website at libertycouncil.com. You can sign up for all of those because they focus on different areas. And we have a number of people that are in all of them. But if your interest is in helping these persecuted Christians, then I would encourage you to sign up for Liberty Relief International. While we're defending religious liberty here in America, we're also helping those whose lives are not facing just discrimination, but literally death and destruction around the world because of the same fact that they call on the name and of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Go to Liberty Relief International at libertycouncil.com.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.